Good morning and welcome to the Home Improvement Show. My guest in studio is Walter Assey, as usual, the president of Renovco. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning.
So lots to talk about today, and you're all fired up about tariffs and made in Canada too.
Every week. Every week. First, happy International Women's Day.
Thank you very much.
Every week we talk a little bit about this, to buy Canadian, be proud. We live in the best country on the planet. There is a silver lining. I think there's a very good thing that's going to come out of this. Just love how everybody is pulling together. I love how we are realizing how great our country is. I mean, mm-hmm. we do have the second largest landmass in the planet. Mm-hmm. We are rich in resources. I mean, we are the greatest in my mind, but we could be even greater than that.
Walter Assey for Prime Minister, everybody.
Not really.
Come on.
Not really. So, I mean, as much as possible, we talk about, you know, to all the listeners about buying Canadian, ways how they can know if they're buying a Canadian product or not. We looked at, actually Cassandra helped me with this, to find some apps that you could use to help you in your endeavors. There's one called Maple Scan, Buy Beaver, Shop Canadian, Is This Canadian, Can Made, Canly, or Os Canada.
Okay. I like that one. Okay, so, was a bit fast. Can you maybe go over those a little bit slower? First of all, Walter, to interrupt. I don't think I gave out the numbers. This is a call-in show. So you can call in and ask Walter a question at 514-790-0800. And the phone lines are open. So you're talking about apps now that you can use to scan products. Is
correct.
That right?
That is correct. So Maple Scan is one. Buy Beaver, Shop Canadian, Is This Canadian, Can Made, Canly, Os Canada.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So please, if you can, I'm sure there's other apps, but this is talking to all the contractors out there, all the homeowners that are renovating. We all have to pull through this together. There is, I call it the TTS, Trump tariff schizophrenia. we have to all answer to this. It's not just, about what our prime minister does, our government does. We will help local manufacturers as much as possible. This is going to affect all of us. But I think if we pull together, there's something great's going to come out of it. Mm-hmm. There are Canadian products that I want to maybe highlight also at the beginning of the show. That we use a lot, and we use almost in every renovation. So, for example, gypsum board, plaster. That's something that almost every contractor uses, even every do-it-yourselfer. So CGC is a very well-known company. So if you are to make choices, I would start with CGC or CertainTeed. These are both Canadian companies. And given the fact that it's a product that's very heavily used by us, that would be a good place to start. Another product would be plywood. So we use a lot of plywood, so for plywood there is a company called.
While you're looking for that, let me give the numbers again. You can call Walter and ask questions. If you have questions about renovation or home improvement, 514-790-0800. And the lines are open. And right now we're talking about products that are made in Canada that you can get for your renovation products. I guess I'm not surprised that plywood is one of them because, of course, lumber.
Lumber, it is probably a lesser of a problem in the sense that a lot of the lumber is manufactured here. But, mm-hmm. Georgia Pacific is one big plywood manufacturer, BMD Materials as well. These are all Canadian manufacturers of plywood. So if you want to encourage them, that would be great. And again, nobody is paying for endorsements. We're just doing some research. It's part of the research we do ourselves when we're buying products as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. So our project managers are constantly looking and researching, so they know that, you know, we're doing the right thing when we're doing our purchasing. Countertops, you have, you know, we all buy quartz, a lot of us buy quartz. So Handstone is a Canadian company, for example. Butcher Block is a Canadian company. They do wood countertops. Arborite is a Canadian company. Mm-hmm. So these are the things, like anything that you see that we're buying a lot of, you know, and then from a consumer or homeowner perspective, if you are hiring a contractor, please make it a point also to mention it to them. So, you know it becomes a group effort. We all have to pull through this together. Mm-hmm. So ask for Canadian products. There's great Canadian products out there. We do great quality. So there's nothing wrong with, you know, trying to find them, really.
Are there a lot of American products on the market for home improvement? Because, I mean, it does strike me, certainly lumber, it seems to me that every time I've bought lumber, it has been Canadian. But I'm wondering if the American products are cheaper, or I don't know.
There is, surprisingly, a very big number of American products. So, I mean, you know, to say the least, it actually shows a bit. And not only that, there's a lot of what we think are Canadian companies, but the real mother companies are in the States.
Yes.
So, you know, that's where, when you're doing your research, you're actually surprised at how much Canadian, American companies have, you know, bought off
investments.
These small, you know, these other Canadian companies that were Canadian for a long time that we thought were Canadian, but they're not Canadian anymore.
Like Tim Hortons.
Like Tim Hortons, that's right. I mean, I'm having my Canadiano this morning.
Uh-huh, okay. So that brings me to, I don't know if what you think about this, but the store in which you buy your stuff, because, you know, there are Quebec stores and there are American stores, big box stores I'm talking about.
Correct. So right now we buy from Patrick Morin, Lefebvre Benoit, BMR, Home Hardware. So these are all Canadian local companies. They give great service. They've been great with us. You know, we changed a lot of our relationships, and our relationships were built over 25 years. So it was a very hard transition for us. But, you mm-hmm. know, it feels good that we're doing this. Mm-hmm. And
sorry, this is recent, or you've been doing it for a while?
Well, recent, I mean, a couple of months since mm-hmm. all of this started, really.
Okay.
Before, we never had that, you know, it's funny, but we always felt like we're one, right? So we never had that feeling that we have to, you know, and you know, Canadians, we love our country, but we do not ask, you know, maybe vocal about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, we're citizens of the global world, or we were when the global world was working, you know.
That's right. That's right. But, you know, right now it's, you know, we have the Canadian flags up, and, you know, and you see it. You see it with a lot of our suppliers as well. A lot of our, you know, that's why I keep on saying, if you can put a Canadian flag up, that speaks volume about your patriotism, and mm-hmm. reminds us all the time. It's like a symbolic reminder that mm-hmm. we love this country.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Walter Assey is being patriotic here today and talking about some apps you can get. So Maple Scan, Buy Beaver, Shop Canadian, Is This Canada, and O's Canada, arguably my favorite. And those are apps that you can download and scan articles and find out whether or not they're made in Canada or what proportion, because, of course, we're discovering just how complicated global trade is, right? This is a global trade lesson 101 in the hardware store. We're going to continue this conversation with Walter Assey. He's the president of Renovco, and we're going to take your calls at 514-790-0800. We've already got a couple of people on the line, and we will get to you in just a second. That is 514-790-0800. This is the Home Improvement Show. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show. My name is Sue Smith, and I am here with Walter Assey, who is the president of Renovco. Hello again, Walter.
Hello.
We are taking your calls, 514-790-0800, 0800, 514-790-0800. And we've been continuing our conversation about Made in Canada and Buy Canada, and we'll try to continue that conversation throughout this this hour. But let's get to the lines. Robert has been waiting very patiently. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, Walter.
Good morning.
In December, I have a heat pump with air conditioning and heating, and the heating stopped working. So I called a serviceman, and he came to check to see if there was any leaks. He found leaks near the compressor.
Okay.
So he put it under pressure to see, well, to find out where the leaks were. So he tightened everything up, and he says it's too cold to put the Freon in because it has to circulate with the air conditioning on. Is this true?
It is true.
Yeah.
But your heat is working, right?
No, I get no heat at all.
Really?
Yeah.
So how are you heating now?
Well, I have baseboards everywhere.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how old is your
heat pump? It's only about 4.5 years old.
4.5 years old. And why would you have a leak then?
Well, all of a sudden I had no heat at all from the system. So I called the service guy to find out what's going on. And this is where he said there was a leak near the compressor, but not having any Freon, I don't get any heat from it.
I mean, there are ways to... technically, we're having better days now, right? So when it's minus 20, maybe, but right now, if it's plus 3, plus 4, you shouldn't have a problem whatsoever.
I shouldn't have a problem?
No. As long as you're in the... As long as it's mild, you shouldn't have a problem. He could actually fill it up with Freon, no problem.
Oh. If I run it now with no Freon, I'll probably burn out the compressor.
No. What I'm saying is, if there's a leak, if you need to add Freon, he could add it now. We have like fairly milder weather, so anything above zero is not going to be an issue. I don't know why he's making an issue out.
I don't know. I guess I'll call him back because I had paid $358 for him to come and check out everything for 2 hours.
Choose a day where it's above zero. That's 3, 4. Now we're going to have a lot of that. I mean, the milder, the better, right? So.
Okay. I'll call him back then. Tell him to fill it up.
Yeah, get him to come on Tuesday. That's supposed to be a high of plus 9.
There you go.
Okay. So I'll try and see if the heat works because I had it was on, but I didn't have any blower working. Yet on the air conditioning, the blower works, but not on the air. Oh,
do you have a furnace?
No, it's a wall-mounted heat pump.
A wall-mounted heat pump. Yeah. Okay, got it. Okay, now I understand. But definitely, now you have great weather, so it's not going to be an issue at all.
No, okay, no. I'll try that out.
Not a problem. Thank you, Robert, for calling.
Thank you. Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you, Robert. That's Robert calling in on our phone line here on the Home Improvement Show. Give us a call, 714-790-0800, 514-790-0800. We're here with Walter Assey on the Home Improvement Show. Walter is the president of Renovco. And talking about buying in Canada and something that you were saying you've been transitioning towards, I want to talk a little bit about lumber. And I don't know how much you know about the politics of lumber, but certainly Donald Trump seems to have his sights set on lumber. I mean, do we get a lot of American lumber here?
We don't get as much. We're very big on producing lumber.
Right.
There's a huge amount of Canadian companies that produce lots of lumber. So it's a good industry here to buy locally. So it's not as much a big issue for us as it is for them. So they need our lumber more than we need theirs.
Right.
It's not really accurate what he said, that he doesn't need our lumber. We are going to, look, truth be told, if the future governments are going to put a lot of effort into building new homes or at least motivating contractors, developers to build more homes, we're going to need a lot of these products locally because we have a deficit of millions of homes in Canada.
Right.
So it's not really a bad thing to kind of conserve a lot of this local product for us if we start, if we speed track the construction of homes locally.
Yeah, that's a big shift though,
It is a big shift, but it is an important shift. Mm-hmm. We need that. We really have a serious deficit. And the last few years have not really helped. The fact that we hired interest rates to calm down the hot real estate market was a Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
But that Band-Aid also slowed drastically the building of new homes in Canada. Because developers were less motivated to take chances, right? Everybody was nervous. The cost of borrowing money drastically went up. So that created even a bigger deficit. So we are, at one point, postponing the inevitable. People are going to always look for homes. There's always going to be that issue. We can slow down immigration, but we can't slow down reproduction, right?
Yes. Well, our population, I think that is slowing down too, but no, but also the issue is affordability though. But I mean, that's my point is that it's a big, huge government policy that would have to switch on many, many levels, not just construction, right?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. So, I mean, there are talk of waiving the sales tax on new homes. That also would help tremendously. The contractor, or even like homeowners, that's like they're saving how many, 12%, I think, on new homes. That's a big number.
Welcome tax.
Yeah, but I mean, the three levels of government would have to pull together. This is not about, who's our next prime minister is going to be. To be quite frank, municipally, we have to be as involved as we are provincially, as we are federally. It's not really like the federal government can only do so much.
Yes.
The provincial government. So they have to all three of them pull together. On a municipal level, there have to be a speed tracking process of rezoning, of allocating more land to build. And, maybe put some subsidies for first-time homeowners, or encourage developers to want to invest in that market somehow.
Yeah, for sure they do have some incentives for first-time homeowners, mostly like, that you can borrow more. Mm-hmm. But even then, though, even if we built all those new units, really would our lumber industry be able to be self-sustaining?
I mean, if it's not, it's actually a good problem because that means you have the rest of the world that you can import from. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be just from the U.S. We always talk about that. I mean, at this point, we have an issue, and the issue is we want to make our voice heard. We want to also show that we can have an impact and we are important and we count. We're just being discounted as this very minor player in the North American economy, which is really not the case. Mm-hmm. So the more aggressive the message, the more they feel it on the other side of the border, the more likely it is we're going to have a long-term truce about it, right? Mm-hmm. So if you can buy, Canadian because we don't produce it or we don't have enough of it here, go find other markets, mm-hmm. right? And that's what we do right now. It's mm-hmm. just, again, you're sending a message more than anything else. I know it's not really, old habits are hard to break. And I get it because we went through that pain ourselves. And there was a period where you say, okay, why am I doing this? Is it really worth it? I'm paying more money here. I'm paying more money there. But you know, if you don't do it now, you're going to be paying more money for the rest of your life.
And once you've made that transition, then, you've got the routines and you've got the suppliers already teed up. I'm talking to Walter Assey. We're talking about buying Canadian in terms of renovation and, where your dollar is spent matters. So talking about that with relating to products like gypsum and plaster and plywood and, of course, wood. You can call and ask Walter a question. 514-790-0800 is the number. This is the Home Improvement Show. You're listening to the Home Improvement Show on CJD 800. I'm Sue Smith, sitting in for Joanne Vrakis, and Walter Assey is with me. Walter is the president of Renovco. Good morning again, Walter.
Good morning.
And we've been talking about buying Canadian and how you can do a renovation and home improvement buying Canadian. We're taking your questions this morning. Don't forget the number to call is 514-790-0800. 514-790-0800. You can also text us. But we are going to talk about one of my favorite topics, a renovation, but kitchen renovations, because even though it's cold out, Walter, it does feel like spring is coming. And I'm guessing this is a big time for contractors because everyone starts to get out of hibernation and say like, oh, I just need to spruce something up in my house.
You mean, the weird thing is like there's always this weekend in March that every homeowner in the city wakes up.
Yeah.
And then the phone starts ringing off there. Yeah.
It's also the light, I think, coming in the windows. That's in my house anyway. And it shows all the, you know, old stuff and the stuff that's not looking so good.
Yeah, it's like it's not as gray anymore. So yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, so I mean, kitchen is one of the like the toughest thing to plan for.
Yeah,
because of all the trades that are involved, and the design element to it, the investment element to it. I mean, the good news it's I see it always as an investment. I never see it as an expense. You know, sometimes replacing the roof is an expense because people don't see it cosmetically or appreciate it when you sell your home or changing your plumbing system or your water heater. But a kitchen is a big impact. I mean, when you buy a home, the first thing you want to look at is the kitchen.
Yeah. But so I find that interesting because in terms of investment, I've often wondered this because I've been to places where they have brand new kitchens, including actually the house that I'm in now, which I bought 2 years ago, that I don't really like, but they've obviously put a lot of money into them. So you're not going to change them. You know what I mean? So I guess you have to also be careful of, yes, you want to please yourself in a renovation, but also protecting it as an investment. And I guess that's where design comes in.
100%. So that's where a good designer come in and try to make a timeless type of a kitchen that everyone could help me and could like. And, you know, like, for example, if you're going with an eggplant color island or a purple door kitchen.
Whoa, I like eggplant.
And I agree with you. I like it too. But not everybody does, no, right?
White.
So if you go with white creams, this and that, and, you know, there's some more, you know, streamlined colors.
Then you can put eggplants in a bowl on the counter.
Exactly. Right. You could play with these types of colors. So, I mean, if you want to be mindful of that, you do have people say, I don't care. I'm doing it for me. And that's fine as well. Because, you know, it's a dream.
It's nice to live in it and enjoy it.
That's right. And they don't care about the buyer. And you have the other ones that are a bit more mindful. In either case, if it's well planned, it's a great investment. The downside of it is to choose, number one, the right team to have it done. Mm-hmm. Because don't forget, I mean, the biggest element with it at the beginning would be the design aspect. So am I getting the right designer? And you know what? There is a designer and different. You need a functional designer that is also what we call in French cuisiniste. So someone that designs a lot of kitchens.
Yep.
Not every designer is specialized in that. So you start with that.
So that's worth the extra. What, I don't know if it's more expensive to get something like that, but that's an investment you would...
100%. Now, a good kitchen contractor would have those designers on staff. Mm-hmm. And that will be really the best combo for you because you don't have to pay for a designer. In this case, you will save that money right on the get-go. Mm-hmm. So that's one way of starting to shop. Are these contractors? Don't try to be the designer yourself if you're not good in design or colors. Don't play one on TV or in your home. Just make sure that, you know your limitations.
Okay, but saying that, and you can tell that I like to get involved with design. A good designer will work with the homeowner to, you know, incorporate their ideas.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it is good. That's all part of it. We a good designer will always we always tell the homeowner, show us what your inspirations are because we want to know what you really like. And then they take that and improve on it, build on it. Sometimes we can eliminate a few bad ideas that do not work because of XYZ reasons. Sometimes it's structural issues or issues that just can't simply be done or they cost way too expensive to do. So we'll guide you through it and we'll give you other options as well. So that's one start. Now, the other aspect of it is the time for you to manufacture the cabinets. That takes 6 to 8 weeks typically. So why do you start earlier? There's a reason for that. The design takes about 3 to 4 weeks. And then the manufacturing takes 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you because I think Walter needs to cough right here. We're talking about kitchen renovation, and this is the Home Improvement Show. The number to call is 514-590-0800. Sorry, I keep saying the number wrong. 514-790-0800. We do have a call that we can go to right now. We're talking about kitchen renovations with Walter, but we will take your call. I'm just watching Jimmy. Get that organized. Can we go to Mo? Hello, Mo. Hello, Mo.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, what's your question for Walter?
I have this question. I have this old triplex, which first floor is the restaurant and two top floor is two apartments. And I have all the valve in the basement. Can I add a water valve to the two apartment above?
You mean shutoff valves?
Yes.
So what you could do is you could add, if you want, you can section them off at the basement level that you could do a shutoff for each apartment separately. Or okay. You could do shutoffs in on each fixture in these apartments. But to okay. bring in a shutoff valve upstairs, it's not going to happen. It's going to cost, you can do it. Just it simply can be done. You could do it from the basement level if you want to.
Okay.
But you're probably better off just putting shutoff valves in the different fixtures you have in your in each yep. apartment. So, for example, yep. the toilet, yeah. the sink, the shower faucet.
Okay.
So, okay. in that case, what happens is if you need to replace a toilet, even the tenant does not have to shut off all his water just for the for the toilet. So it becomes okay. more effective. And it's actually going to cost you cheaper as well.
Okay, basically, I add one to a kitchen and one to the bathroom and the other one in the shower.
Well, technically, you should have one by code anyways. Now you should have shutoff valves on all the one that you probably do not have right now would be the shower faucet.
Right.
And that's always a good thing to have. So you go to the closet behind or the wall behind your shower faucet, you make okay. a trap door and you do a shutoff valve there as well.
All right. That's the only way. That's what I brought the plumber and they said it's impossible. I was wondering why.
Well, he said it's impossible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason. So the aspect is where the water line comes in from the city and then you have to have a meter there. And then that's where really your shutoff valve is. So you can't take that and put it upstairs. You can have, usually when you build, you can have for each one a different water entry if you like. And each one could be metered. But again, it's all, you know, it all kind of have to be in a mechanical area in the basement. To be quite frank, it's a lot more efficient and, you know, to have the shutoff valves, because if you're doing it, you know, in order to do plumbing repairs, you don't want to also disturb the whole apartment when you're working on a kitchen sink, right?
Okay.
So
yeah.
that way the tenant can use their bathroom, they can take their showers while you're doing some work in their kitchen. It's not an issue. And the other good thing about it, Mo, is that you're going to also meet all the code requirements. So if insurance companies upgrade their conditions and they come and do an inspection and they say, okay, you know what, you need to install shutoff valves and you invested your money on a water meter instead or a main valve, then you're going to have to spend more money for no reason. It's also safer. So if in case you have a flood in your home, your tenant calls you, tell you, well, you know, my kitchen sink is leaking. You just tell them, okay, shut off the valve, rather than shut off the whole water from the whole building until the plumber comes. And, you know, plumbers are not easy to find these days. There's always, you know, there's a certain, smart investment there for you to do.
All right, Mo.
Right. One more question, if possible.
One second, Mo. We're going to just take a little break. You're welcome to hold the line, and we can get back to you in a second, but we're going to just take a little break right now, okay? All right, so Mo's going to hold the line, and you can call in as well and ask Walter your question, 514-790-0800, 514-790-0800. You can text us as well. This is the Home Improvement Show with Walter Assey. (Music) You're listening to the Home Improvement Show. Good morning. Welcome back. And I'm here with Walter Assey, the president of Renovco. Hello again, Walter.
Hello.
And we've got Mo on the line now. Last we heard from Mo, he was concerned about his water entry, and Walter was telling him that it should do it on each of your, on your sinks and in your toilets and in your shower. And I just want to say before we go back to Mo, that can be really hard, especially in an old apartment, to even find where the water is in the shower. Like, it's usually tiled over, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's usually where you want to do it, from the wall behind.
Yeah.
Because you always want to have access to it, right? So if you have a closet, you make a hole in that closet and then you put a trap door and that becomes your thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, you have access to it. It's always a great thing to have an access to a shower faucet,
yeah.
because you want to break the tiles every time you want to repair it, fix it. You know, especially now, there's a lot of cheap faucets out there, so they break down a lot.
Totally.
Yeah, and then having a shut-off valve, so you can just shut it anytime you want.
Uh-huh. And also, the good news, Mo, is that it also will help you get up to code. But you said you had another question. Oh, let me give the number out again. 514-790-0800, if you want to call in and ask Walter a question. 514-790-0800. Mo, you had another question?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. In the big rainy days, water coming in the bathroom and the kitchen of the basement. Does this have anything to do with the drain from a flat roof?
Water is coming down where?
In the basement, we have a bathroom and the kitchen. We have a bottom one in the basement.
Okay, but is it coming out?
In the last big rainy days, the water came to the bathroom first, then it came up in the kitchen.
Okay, when you're saying coming up, is it from the drains? From the
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Okay, so what you're having is you're getting a backup. So either a drain backup due to a partial blockage. So when it's a rainy day, usually you're saying maybe heavier rain, right?
Yeah.
So what you probably have is a partial blockage somewhere. It's important that you look into that. And what you do is, I mean, any plumber can come in and pass a fish with a camera to unblock it. Because what's going to happen now, especially in the spring, you're going to have those heavy rainfalls. Okay. And that might cause you some damage. Okay. You've probably been lucky that's not backing up a lot. Also, at the same time, do you have a backwater valve in your apartment?
Last time I brought somebody last year, they put one right at the door, entrance door.
Not a drain. I'm talking about a backflow valve. So a water backup.
That I don't know.
Yeah. So when you're going to have the plumber come to you, make sure to pick a good plumber. You're going to ask him for if there is a backflow valve. Usually you would have seen it. It's because it has to be accessible. The reason being is usually these things, when you have heavy rainfalls, if you do have sewer backup from the city, that's like a flap that will shut when the water is coming back from the city. And when you're using the water, it actually evacuates to the sewer drains. So it's important to have, and again, insurance companies want you to install one. Even cities now want you to install one. So that would help from any backup from the city, okay? Important to know. And whatever you have right now, I would definitely invest in a plumber passing a fish just to ensure that that partial blockage is cleaned up.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Mo. So some interesting things there. And actually, I have some follow-up questions, Walter. Mm-hmm. You said make sure you find a good plumber. Okay, that's... C'est pas facile, ça. How do you know if it's a good plumber? How do you find one?
You know, it's funny you say that. I've been, all my years in business, I can count on one hand the good plumbers that I've encountered.
Wow.
So they're not, you know, to my standards, let me say.
Yes.
Because, you know, you all have, so I'm a bit maybe but more, I mean the, more exigeant.
But plumbing is important. Plumbing and electrics, I would argue, the most important thing.
It is. And I mean, right now I can really boil it down to one guy that I really, really, really like. One plumber. One particular plumber.
We better not give his name, otherwise he'll never answer your calls again.
Yeah, but I mean, it is... It is. It's been challenging as far as not only the, to find them, but also to have someone that is available.
Yes,
exactly. It's like it's one, because when they're good, everybody wants them, right?
Yes.
So, you know, and I'm not talking about just changing a shower faucet. I'm talking about the more complicated things, right? So there are things that are standard, they're easy, so anyone could, most plumbers could do without problem. But when you kind of get into the infrastructure of plumbing, drains, back water valves, someone understands plumbing.
But how do you find that out? I mean, a trial and error, word of mouth?
As far as I'm concerned, it's a lot of trial and error. We get solicited a lot, obviously, and then the one that is good, you kind of retain and, you know, and by talking from my perspective, by talking to them, asking them a few questions, I give them a couple of jobs and, you know, as I see them go, I could tell right away. But not everybody has the same training.
So we have to get you to come first and oversee the plumber. Yeah. It's getting more and
more complicated. Well, to be honest, I mean, for the first time in a long time, we're actually in the process of potentially opening a plumbing division now.
Okay.
Just because of
how difficult it is. Yeah. And it's important. And it's also expensive. So, you know, you want it done properly in the first place. And I know we are heading up to the end of the show, but I don't know if you can do this quickly or not. Maybe it's another whole show next week, but, you know, in preparation for spring, the water in the basement, of course, reminds us all of, well, certainly 2017 when it was flooding everywhere, but, you know, with spring comes water.
That's why, I mean, we always say backwater valves, you know, not only about spring anymore, it's about the summer torrential rains. It's about the mild winter that we have. It's about the city aging infrastructure.
Yes.
So we can't just think of our home and how old our home is. You have to see how the problem that's coming from the city as well. The city is not going to change all this aging infrastructure in a year or two. This is going to be let's fix it as we go type of a scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to kind of floodproof your house from city infrastructure, from your own, deteriorating materials and everything else.
Again, expensive. So you're talking, I guess, maybe French drains also?
Well, French drains to a certain extent in certain cases. I wouldn't recommend that all the time. There are times where I would recommend it more than others.
All right. To be tabled. Maybe next week, Walter.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
Walter Assey is the president of Renovco, and he is the host of The Home Improvement Show. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Sue Smith, and I'll be back with you next week as well.